There's a very beautiful story that has been mentioned by Amir Ahl Sunnah in one of his booklets. It says that a small child who was a Sayyid, yani from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he was stood outside his house and he was crying. A man approached him and said, "Oh my son, oh Sayyid Zadeh, oh the Prince of Paradise, why are you crying?" And the child started to cry even more loudly. And the person asked him that, "Please tell me, what has made you cry?" And this small child, he says, "Uncle, I have seen that when people light fire, they throw little planks of wood first, and then when the fire catches them and the fire erupts, then they throw the big planks of wood and then they catch fire as well. I'm scared. What if Allah Ta'ala throws children like me, who are small children, in the fire of hell first, and then he throws the big kuffar like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Fir'aun and all these people? What will happen to us?" And the little child started to cry again. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, do you know who this little child was? This little child grew up to be Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Imam, subhanallah. These are great personalities, yet look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are people that were destined to go to the gardens of paradise. We don't know where we are going to go. But how much do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? How much do we fear about the fire of hell? How much do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? We miss our salah, we swear, we backbite, we do many, many sins. Yet we do not have that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And people like Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the true role models for our society, look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's learn a lesson from them and let's change our life for the better. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of Rajabul Murajab. This month is a very, very beautiful and a very sacred month in Islam. One of the sacred months in Islam that has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. So let's start to make ourselves pious Muslims. This is the month that we can sow the seeds of goodness, inshallah. Let's all make this intention that in the month of Rajab, we will inshallah increase our worship as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.